And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Future Brew, Michigan football recruiting, right here on maizeandbrew.com. I'm Vaughn Lozon, and joining me today to recap all of the madness from Victor's weekend over this past weekend is a recruiting contributor for Maize and Brew, Seth Berry. Seth, how you doing, man?
I'm not too bad. Just gearing up for this warm week we're about to have with this heat spell here in Michigan. So that should be fun. The first day of summer. So looking forward to that. But yeah, looking back at this last weekend, just excited to talk about a lot of the big news we got on the Michigan football recruiting front, because there's a lot to get to, and I know we have a lot on our plate to talk about here tonight. So
yeah, there's no question about it. It's a little difficult to digest, but you had a great transition with you talking about the hot weather coming in, because I'm hoping that with the weather coming to 90 something degrees, whatever it's going to be the next few days, it's going to be hot, and hoping that Michigan recruiting ends up staying hot as well, because we have to start with the biggest news of the weekend. And that is Michigan picking up a commitment for the first time in a long time. And on Sunday afternoon, 2023 three-star tight end Deacon Tonielli had posted on Twitter that he committed to Michigan, and he officially visited for Victor's weekend, has been listed as a top target for quite some time now. Grant Newsom has been leading the charge there. Tonielli got the Michigan offer back in August of 2021, listed at 6'6", 215 pounds. He is from Oswego, Illinois, plays football, basketball, track and field. So he is a multi-sport athlete. Jim Harbaugh loves those kinds of players on the roster. And after he ended up getting that Michigan offer back in 2021, he ended up getting offers from Michigan State and West Virginia, Indiana, Louisville, Purdue, several other schools, but his top three of choice were Michigan, Purdue, and Illinois. So he had seen all three schools on more than one occasion before making his commitment. So in my mind, Seth, that certainly seems like a decision of his that won't be wavering whatsoever, because he got to see all of his schools at least twice. I'm pretty sure he's seen Michigan three times. Illinois, the in-state school, he had been to on numerous occasions, and Purdue he got to at least twice publicly. Tonielli is ranked the number 7 player from Illinois, number 22 at the tight end position, and number 430 overall on the 24/7 sports composite rankings. So good pickup here for Grant Newsom as the tight ends coach. This is his first commitment for the Wolverines. So that's always good to get your footing down and pick up your first commitment. So congratulations are in order for Grant Newsom. Picked up a really solid prospect in my mind. He's a composite 3-star. He's a 4-star on 24/7's personal rankings, which if you're looking individually, Seth, I typically tend to look at 24/7's. They're pro scout evaluators at the high school and college level. So I usually tend to lean more towards their rankings as opposed to other recruiting services. So Seth, I'll throw it to you, man. I just want to get your thoughts on this commitment, Tonielli as a player, because this commitment was one of the ones that I was kind of looking for coming out of the weekend. He ended up pulling the trigger on Sunday afternoon, and all in all is a good pickup for Michigan.
And I remember Tonielli, a few months back, being a guy that we did talk about the pod and out on the podcast, at least on one occasion. We're just kind of talking about the tight end targets, and if this is a guy that, where both parties kept showing interest, then he could be a player that we saw down the road that could very well be a commit. And sure enough, after this weekend, I was kind of on the same boat as you, you kind of expected that he could commit sooner than later. I know Illinois was obviously in the mix here, and it's good news for Michigan, to be out of school, that is his home state. So that's a big thing. But like I said, whenever it's you're waiting 3 months on a commit, and it's, you know, I know these things are in the recruiting world, they're, you know, it's hot and cold, and depending on, you know, when you have guys on campus, you can get a slew of commits, or it can be a little while before it happens. So it was good to see that, that Michigan was able to land him. Like I said, it was good for Grant Newsom, to be able to kind of get his first, commit since he was hired as a tight end coach. And as far as him as a prospect, you know, he's a guy with a good frame, you know, 6'6", 215, he's listed on 247 Sports right now. I know he's a player, you know, according to the scouting report on by Alan Trio. Is that how you say his last name? Alan Trio. Yeah.
I've always said Trio, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of 247's best for the Midwest. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's really good.
Just as far as the analysis portion of it. I mean, just seems like a guy who's, he can play on the outside as well. He can go get the ball, you know, a lot of 50-50 balls in the air. You know, really does a good job of contesting all those balls, even when they're not super well thrown. So, I mean, it's like I said, we're not going to see, I don't think, ever in a Jim Harbaugh offense, like a tight end that can, you know, extend vertical down the field and make big catches, but you never know. Like, it's, you know, there's a new tight end coach in Newsom. There's, you know, obviously, Weiss is offensive coordinator, so maybe they do, you know, bring in a guy with a little more versatility and being able to stress the defense a little bit. You know, like I said, it's not typical in a Jim Harbaugh offense, but obviously, you know, there's open to change, and I think that's why he's brought a lot of these assistants in, is to kind of give new perspective on ideas and maybe some positional type of changes. So maybe it is a guy that'll be a little different in the offense, but. You know, like we talked about with tight ends and Jim Harbaugh's offense, you got to be able to block. That's the first and foremost thing. And, you know, obviously they use them a lot in the play action game and over the middle on, you know, 10 to 12 yard routes as well. But yeah, just excited for him and excited to see Michigan get some momentum in terms of getting this commitment, you know, and we'll see what happens from here on.
Yeah. The momentum part, I want to briefly chat about that, Seth, because that's a really good point. Because before this commitment, Michigan was like ranked 40th in the country with their recruiting class in the 23 class. And Tony Elley's commitment bumped them up to 35. Now, at this point, you know, we're getting close to the end of June into July. Obviously, there are a lot of commitments and decisions to be sorted out. Obviously, I hear the frustrations from the Michigan fan base who pay attention to recruiting, because coming off a Big Ten championship, making it to the college football playoff, you would expect that recruiting would be a little bit better than it's been. But that's just the fact of the matter right now, is they have 7 commitments and they're number 35 in the country. They're behind a few schools that you wouldn't necessarily want to be behind. Just in general, they're behind all 3 of their major rivals, with Notre Dame and Ohio State having the top 2 classes in the country at this point. Michigan State's at number 12, and you've got some really interesting schools also ahead of Michigan. Northwestern's got the 7th ranked recruiting class in the country, according to the composite team rankings on 24/7. Now, that's going to change, because they've got 18 commitments and 16 of them are 3-stars. So they're not going to be up there for super long. They just have a lot of commitments at this time. Michigan only has 7. So things are going to sort themselves out. So this is a good step in the right direction towards potentially getting that first domino to fall. And I think Deke Toniele is that first domino to fall. I think there certainly will be other commitments coming up soon. Now, I don't want to talk too much about it, but it has been a really long drought since their last commitment. All the way back on March 29th, in fact, that was the last commit that they had before Toniele committed on Sunday. That was from 3-star running back Benjamin Hall. So it's been almost 3 months for Michigan recruiting. And it's been, Seth, it's been a rough 3 months, man. I mean, for us, for the site, for the podcast, but also just for the program in general on the recruiting trail. So like I said, hopefully this is the first of many dominoes to fall for recruiting, and that they can capitalize off a handful of guys who ended up visiting this weekend. But as far as Tony Ellie goes, I think he's a good prospect. He's more of a downfield receiving tight end at this time. So I'll certainly keep an eye on him throughout his senior season to see if he's able to develop more of a blocking game to the tight end position. Obviously, with Grant Newsom as his tight ends coach, you would anticipate he would probably come into Michigan. And if he didn't know anything about blocking when he steps foot on campus, he probably will by the end of his freshman year, because Grant Newsom is really, in my opinion, at least, he was geared up to be one of the better offensive linemen Michigan's seen in a long time before his injury that really killed his career. So I think this is a solid pickup, and certainly can, like I said, kind of get things rolling on the recruiting trail for Michigan, and you know, hopefully more commitments come, Seth.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're gonna move on here because we've got a few other guys to talk about. And another bit of news that continues to develop is the recruitment of Amir Herring. He is if you don't know him by now, then you're probably not following Michigan football recruiting, but he's in the 23 class. He's a four-star offensive lineman prospect from West Bloomfield. Originally, it wasn't clear if he'd be visiting for Victor's weekend or not. And then it sounded like he'd be an unofficial. Then it got upgraded to an official visit, which was great for him, considering that he got to not only stay the entire weekend and be a part of all the festivities, but he had the university pay for all of it, which is also always a great thing. Well, coming off the heels of his visit this past weekend, Herring posted on Twitter Monday afternoon that he would be announcing his commitment on Thursday, July 7th. And it appears that the Nebraska Cornhuskers at this point are really the only other program truly fighting Michigan for his commitment. He officially visited Lincoln during the first weekend of June. And there was one crystal ball that came in for Nebraska from Steve Wiltfong. He has since switched it back to Michigan upon this official visit this past weekend. So, Seth, there were some issues that needed to be fixed between Herring and the staff, mainly Sherrone Moore, from the sounds of it, bit of miscommunication on several occasions. Seems like those issues have been fixed, considering this announcement is coming right after his official visit to Michigan. In my mind, this really shows that Michigan not only was able to repair whatever they had to in this recruitment, but really seal the deal, and it just pretty much just waited out the next few weeks and just hope and pray for good news that he ends up committing to Michigan on July 7th. So what do you think about this commitment date coming off the heels of his visit? And then where do you think he's going to end up committing to?
Yeah. I think, you know, when you talk about some of the issues in terms of communication with, you know, with offensive line coach Sherrone Moore and Herring and his family, you know, I think that was something that was well documented. But we were talking about this a little bit before the podcast, I kind of made the point to you that I thought it was, I thought it was something where Michigan, you know, even if they broke off communication or, you know, weren't recruiting him as hard, as, you know, he expected, that they would come back and, you know, if they needed to, rekindle that relationship, they would be able to do it. And, you know, there are reports going into this weekend, like I saw, you know, various reports, is it going to be an official? Is it going to be an unofficial or an official? Obviously ended up being an official visit. And yeah, it sounded like from the reports coming out that everything seemed to be repaired and that he had great conversations with Coach Harbaugh and Coach Moore, and that they were really able to hit it off and really, get this going again. So like I said, I mean, it's telling that that Wiltfong, you know, changed his prediction, his crystal ball prediction. And yeah, I think it's a situation where, like I said, Michigan was maybe not always going to come back to him, but they know, listen, I mean, with the relationships with him being out of West Wes Bloomfield and Ron Bellamy, like it's a slam dunk if they want to do it. So I think it's gotten to the point to where they're in a good position. And that hearing is on that commitment date on July 7th is, I think he'll choose Michigan.
Yeah, I think so too. I just can't imagine he takes an official visit to U of M and then the day after ends up posting that he's going to commit on July 7th and then it ends up being a different school. I just really can't imagine that being the case. So I would anticipate that here's probably what happened. So he took the official visit this past weekend, got some quality time with Sharon Moore, some quality time with Jim Harbaugh, and they probably reiterated to him on a couple occasions, I would imagine, that he is a wanted player and that they've been recruiting him for two calendar years at this point. And I don't, in my opinion, it'd be kind of a bad look if they just completely stopped recruiting him and didn't want to take him, especially being a Wes Bloomfield kid and having Ron Bellamy on the staff. It would just be really weird. So I would imagine that they weren't probably on their hands and knees begging for his commitment by any means, but I think they really did have to explain themselves a little bit as far as what went on. And from the sounds of it, sounds like everything's going to go well here for Michigan. So, which is great news, because if he does end up committing to Michigan, he's going to be the first offensive lineman to commit in the 23 class. And that's really going to be a vital position moving forward for the 23 class, because I would have anticipated them having at least one, if not more, offensive linemen committed to this class already, because they had several that visited a weekend ago before Victor's weekend. They had Chris Tarek, who is a kind of swing guy, could play on the interior or play tackle. They had Logan Howland, who also came to town. Another one of those guys that could probably play tackle or guard, very versatile offensive lineman. And neither of those guys committed. And it was kind of a letdown, considering that Michigan, it seemed, going into the visit for both of those guys, led for both of them, and none of them committed. So if Herring ends up committing to Michigan, it's more than likely that he would be the first one to commit, because there are a couple other visits for Howland and Tarek to go on. But Seth, I want to get your thoughts on that too, just like the offensive lineman position in general with this class. It's been kind of a struggle going after O linemen in this class, and I'm not quite sure why, because they won the Joe Moore Award last season for the best offensive line in the country. And I mean, there are definitely going to be some positions up for grabs along the offensive line after this upcoming season. You would imagine Ryan Hayes is probably gone. Olu Oluwatimi is definitely gone. And with a really good season, I could see Trevor Keegan and Zach Zinter being gone as well. So that potentially leaves just whoever wins the right tackle job coming out of fall camp. So I'm just curious, what's on your mind as far as the lackluster O-line recruiting is going in this class, and what's going to change with this?
Yeah, no, it is kind of puzzling. You figure out of all the positions that Michigan would be recruiting well, coming off their season they had, on up front, and the way they were able to create holes for, guys like Hassan Haskins and Blake Corum, Donovan Edwards, guys like that would be a position that they would really be able to get some momentum on in this class. So it's definitely puzzling. I think this might have been a situation as well with Herring, where you say, okay, we had some guys visit, they didn't commit. We have some other targets as well. But listen, let's go back to our bread and butter here. Let's go to a guy that we know we can probably get a commit out of, and we like him as a player, we like him as a prospect, but listen, we need to get him on campus this week. And had an official spot open up and they got him for an official visit, but to just kind of say, okay, we like this prospect, we obviously have the relationship with him, let's get an offensive line commit and then let's go from here. But yeah, I think you made a great point. It's like, you have some of these guys visiting and don't get to commit. So I wouldn't, I wouldn't call it a panic situation, but it's like, man, like we, it's time to reach out to, you know, to Herring and, you know, hope that they can get some momentum on some other guys too, to be able to, and we'll talk about Charles Jagusa as well, going forward. But yeah, that's a position they need to get momentum at, and you would figure they would have done better up to this point, you know, and there's still time, but yeah, it'll be interesting to follow, you know, kind of this position as well, and this group of recruits on the offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll keep everybody posted on this, because it like you said, puzzling, I think, is a really good word for all of it. So certainly interested to see how this all plays out. But all right, so let's move on to our final topic here. Lots of updates to dish out, so we're going to do a bit of a rapid fire round, keep it brief with a few guys. Let's just start with that guy that you just mentioned, Seth, and that's a 2023 four-star O-lineman, Charles Jagusa. He's 6'6", 308, number 55 overall player in the class. Ended up giving a good update to EJ Holland from the Wolverine, saying that this official visit this past weekend was good. He got to catch up with Sherrone Moore, and apparently Moore had told them that there is a lot of opportunity at tackle in the near future, which we kind of just spoke about. I do agree with Seth. The one thing concerning me is he said that he doesn't know where Michigan stands coming out of the visit, even though he thought that it definitely left a good impression on him, end quote. So where do you see this one going for Michigan? Because right now Notre Dame is the main competition, and I think the Irish are going to end up winning this one. What do you think?
Yeah, I was actually going to make that point initially, that, you know, every time Jagusa, you know, he's visited multiple times, he's kind of had the same things to say about Michigan. I mean, you've always felt like Michigan has been in the mix for them, but have never been able to leapfrog Notre Dame or even get in contention to say, hey, you know, this could flip or this could change. Like, it'd be great. He's a great prospect. He's a great player. But it doesn't seem like they're gaining the momentum and traction on him that they need to really be able to beat out the Irish for this one. I don't see it. Like I said, Holland's report, you know, it sounded like he had a great time, you know, had a good time with the coaches and everything like that. But yeah, it just hasn't seemed to materialize to where you're at the point to where, okay, this is, you know, Michigan is the front runner. It seemed like they've chased Notre Dame kind of the entire time with this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Irish are going to end up getting his commitment here. At the very least, it seems like Notre Dame still leads. Let's jump to the defensive line for the next few players here. And let's start with Tyler Thompson. He is a three-star edge prospect at 6'5", 200 pounds from the state of North Carolina. He raved about his time in Ann Arbor over the weekend, 24/7 Sports. UNC seems to be the main competition, but I don't really think they're pushing too much. He just got the offer from them a couple weeks ago, Seth. In Michigan, the good news here is that Michigan's the only official visit he's taken, and he doesn't have any others set up at this time. So there were a few predictions for him to wind up in Ann Arbor even before his trip this past weekend. So, Seth, I wouldn't be stunned if the Wolverines had a commanding lead at this point for him. And honestly, we might be on commitment watch.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, this is a guy that, you know, Tyler Thompson is. It's just another example of, I mean, Mike Elston has, you know, if – when we're talking about position groups, like Mike Elston has really, really made his mark in this class. And I think we'll continue to, and we'll talk about another guy in a minute here that's an edge rusher. But yeah, Tyler Thompson, I think he's, you know, with North Carolina being the only kind of contender there, and, you know, the predictions coming in of, you know, even before he visited, that he could, you know, that he could commit at any point in time, even before his visit, it was, it's pretty telling. He doesn't have a lot of huge offers, but I know he's ascended in the rankings a little bit as well. So it could be a guy that, you know, they like his upside, but Mike Elston has really recruited him well. And yeah, I think that Michigan is clearly the front runner here. And yeah, I agree. I think we're on commitment watch at any point in time. I think he can make his decision to end up in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, could happen at any moment. So watch out for potential news there. Let's talk about another player who really had a good time at Michigan over the weekend, and that is four-star defensive lineman Eno Etta. He's listed at 6'4 and a half, 260 pounds. He is flexible with his future position, can play up and down the defensive line. So he officially visited Michigan State last week, then U of M for Victor's weekend, and he will be at Stanford this upcoming weekend for his final official visit scheduled up to this point. There were crystal balls in for Michigan State before the visit to Michigan this past weekend, and then most of those predictions have changed to the Wolverines. And he took to social media the other day and said that he would be committing in either July or August or whenever he feels like, pretty much. It was kind of a weird tweet, quite honestly. I think the recruiting process is really getting to him, and that he could end this thing sooner rather than later. What do you think, man?
Yeah. I think he's been, you know, from the reports I was reading, he's been a little frustrated with the process. And, you know, obviously the recruiting analysts have a job to do. And, you know, a lot of the times these recruits want to be on their own schedule, you know, so they can be kind of a conflict there. But I do, from what I understand, I think he wants to give Stanford a shot at an official visit before he makes any decision. I know, you know, academic wise that Stanford is, you know, when you're comparing to Michigan, on par, but their football program has kind of been gradually on the decline. So I think he does want to give them a look, and he kind of wants to operate on his own time. So I don't know if it'll be sooner rather than later. It's kind of hard to say. It's hard to get a read on, you know, how frustrated he is with that whole process, or if, because he's frustrated, he's going to drag it out a little more. I don't know. But I can say that I think that Michigan's in a very good position with him. You know, like I said, another guy that Mike Elston's done a good job of, you know, recruiting. And I believe I saw a picture of him with Aiden Hutchinson over the weekend. So that's a good recruiting tool to have the number one, you know, they're the number two pick, you know, on campus to kind of help with that. So yeah, I like him as a player. Michigan's done a great job. And anytime you can, you know, if they can beat Michigan State out in this one, and Mel Tucker's done, you know, so far a pretty good job with that class. So Michigan is, you know, that would be a good win to kind of, you know, in terms of the rivalry there, to get him away from East Lansing. So yeah, I think Etta ultimately does end up at Michigan, but as far as the timeline, I think it's hard to tell for me right now.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, folks. Seth, thanks a lot for hopping on again. And thanks to you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. Follow Seth on Twitter at Barry_Seth14. Give Maize and Brew a follow on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And be sure to leave 5-star reviews for this and all the podcasts we have on maizeandbrew.com. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Vaughn Lozon. We'll talk to you guys next week for more Michigan football recruiting news.